This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is there a need for more medical information? Help is on the way. There's always reason, and there's always a need for more help when it comes to your health and your well-being. If you're willing to listen, if you want to have help, we've got it. If you don't, turn the radio off. It's simple. It's right there. It's your choice. It's all about choices, and we've got a lot of them. When it comes to medicine, there are so many different choices. There's the conventional methodologies that are used by traditional doctors, and then there is the stuff that goes off the end of what some people call quackery, although I resent some of the people that are put into that term. There are some quacks around, for sure. But just because you're different doesn't mean you're a quack. It means you're different. You look at things differently. I guess that would put me into the category of being a quack, Jack. Ooh, I didn't think about that. A quack, Jack. Excuse me. All right, so we're on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. And I'm coughing on the ear because I want you. This is something apparently is going around. My status since the last time I talked to you on the air has changed dramatically. About a week ago, this time, I started having a really bad, there was a sore throat, and then I started coughing the way I do sometimes when I'm allergic to stuff. And then it got deeper and stayed longer. And then it got to the point where one day last week I coughed so much that my chest hurt and the muscles in my back hurt. So I called you, I talked to you, I talked to Ken, and the determination was made that I had some sort of, at first I thought I was getting a cold, and then I thought, well, I'm allergic to something, and then I remembered somebody sneezed in my face at the wedding that I'd been to the week before. I don't know, I mean, I always pride myself
that might have been it.
Thinking I have a strong immune system. I ward off most of the things. I'm very healthy, and I don't really much concern myself with health, and that's why, because I feel good, I want other people to feel good, feel well. And so when this thing happened, you and I communicated, and after finding out, at first it was thought this was a bacterial infection, and then it was determined that it was a viral infection. So I went on some stuff to try to deal with a bacterial infection that didn't do any good because it wasn't a bacterial infection. In fact, it was a viral infection. And those things, apparently, there's nothing you can really do for them, Jack. But I'm setting this up so that many people who are listening who will go through this will maybe not have to do what I've done for the past week or so, and that's be annoyed, coughing, sneezing, hacking up all kinds of mucus and crap, and your voice isn't the same. When I laugh, it sounds like coughing. It goes deep into my chest.
Yeah. Now, wait a second.
Okay.
Having a strong immune system does not mean you never get sick.
Yeah, I know.
Having a strong immune system means that when you're exposed to something, like someone sneezing in your face, and you pick up a viral element you're not familiar with or your immune system's not familiar with, your body's going to do what it needs to do, as it always does when it encounters something like this, that it has to get rid of. And it's not the bug that's making you sick. It's your body's response to the presence of the bug. The fever,
point.
The coughing,
yeah.
The mucus, yeah. A diarrhea, stomach cramping, muscle ache, anything else that might be taking place, primarily is your body going through what's called a cell-mediated immunity response. Your body's pumping out white blood cells, and your thymus is kicking into gear, and your immune system is, all the various aspects of it are coming together to deal with this thing and to get rid of it. And if it's particularly virulent, like something that would put you down for a month, your first few days that week is going to be rough as your body struggles the best it can to get rid of it. And based on your immune strength as to how fast this can take place. The people I worry about the most when we consult in a clinic is someone who sits there and says, I've never been sick. I never get sick. I kind of worry about those people because things get buried and they get buried and they get buried, and all of a sudden it comes out like a volcano the one day that they do get sick. So your body's doing what it's supposed to do. And so what do you do in the meantime? Well, I suggested things for you to take that will help the body in its own strength deal with having to get rid of this particular pathogen that's bothering you.
All right,
but,
so go through.
But it will.
Yeah, it will. I mean, it's a little better today. I took something last night that made me sleep better. I have a hard time going between that which is, I suppose, quote-unquote, a natural response, like that Cal Ammo, that Standard Process has.
Yeah.
I've been taking that with regularity. I have taken powdered calcium and mixed that in orange juice.
Yes.
And it doesn't mix well in orange juice, so I went to water.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem to mix well. And you've said don't take the juices anyway because there's sugar. Well,
yeah.
Orange juice pulp, I find my own gut tells me, if you'll literally and figuratively, that the pulp in the orange juice is better for me than not. It feels better to me. Maybe that's my mother saying, you know, drink your orange juice, but. Drinking it with other stuff maybe not so important, but I will tell you I've been taking a lot of immune responsive supplements like echinacea and golden seal and zinc, vitamin C, and I think that they kicked up something in the acid reflux department because I haven't been eating much the last 3 or 4 days, and I have felt awful in terms of I've had a lot of gas, and my upper GI has that same feeling that I got when I was having, you know, that celiac stuff and the gluten intolerance thing. And I don't even understand that because I'm not eating anything. So could it be that some of the supplements I'm taking, when they're combined, have that impact?
Well, it may be that part of the viral element is in the stomach. And your stomach is doing what it can to try to deal with this growing population. I don't know. It's difficult to say. The basic thing I usually ask people, I know it sounds somewhat simplistic, is, well, how do you feel? Where is it bothering you the most? That's the thing. If it's upper respiratory, that's the area we want to support. If it's gut, that's the area we want to support. If it's a headache and neck problems, that's the area we want to support.
Yeah, but how do you know how to separate them out? Because you want to really attack all of them. And that's what frustrates me about all of this stuff. Don't
do
this
Immuplex?
Because you got to do that. And then,
do you have Immuplex? Immuplex is really the go-to thing. Cal-Amyl is very important because it acidifies just like vitamin C.
These are all standard process products that you can get where you go to Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. So
right.
If you're listening to this and maybe even you're making a few notes, this is a way that I'm basically, I suppose if the word is suffering, from flu-like symptoms, cold-like symptoms, and anything that's related to that or symptomatic to those things. So,
well, and another thing on top of this, you're not a man that is akin to rest.
No,
you are constantly on the go, and a lot of times these things will creep up on us just because the body wants to rest.
Mm.
You just need to rest, and so.
I had planned last weekend to go. I went to the annual Radio Hall of Fame dinner in New York on Friday night.
Oh, I saw that picture with you and Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth, we had a lot of fun. And I didn't look sick, and I didn't really feel sick. I was coughing, but that was it. And then the next day I flew in the morning out to Columbus to go to the Ohio State game, and it was cold and it was cloudy. And I went because I had agreed to go, and I wasn't going to not go because my friend put a lot of time and effort into making the whole thing happen. But when I got back from that game that night, Saturday night, it's like I went backwards. And then Saturday when I flew home, it was, you go through these airports and there's 900 jillion million people. pushing and pulling and getting, and so that stuff I'm not sure helped me very much. So maybe I haven't had a chance to really take. When I rest to me means I close my eyes and go to sleep. That's what rest is. It isn't, okay, you know, sit in a chair and read a book or something. I just, with me, I can shut the world off. I can close my eyes. I can meditate for a few seconds, and I go to sleep. And that's probably what I need to do more of.
Yeah. Even two or three quick naps a day. If you could just sit still for a few minutes.
Yeah. Well, the cold weather coming in it has a psychological effect on me, and I don't like it. And so I'm getting on a plane on Thursday to go to California for 4 or 5 days, and I think that probably, as much as anything else, will probably cook this out of me.
Well, yes, because we just got back from Southern Cal, and the salty air and the sunshine was great.
Yeah,
but
right.
Back to this powdered calcium for just a second.
Yes.
Powdered calcium has to be taken on an empty stomach, calcium lactate, because it's only one step away from the only form of calcium your body can use in the bloodstream, which is calcium bicarbonate. And mm-hmm. It's a very reactive type of calcium. When you put it
in
orange juice,
get rid of what's going on with me? Why would this?
Because calcium is the most powerful antiviral thing you can put inside your stomach.
Okay.
I mean, inside your body. There are certain aspects of your immune system that are calcium powered, calcium mm-hmm. enabled, that absolutely destroy viral elements. And so when you put it in your orange juice, the phosphorus that is present in that orange juice is going to combine with the calcium, and you end up with calcium phosphate, which is the calcium that's in your bones. And so your body can use it, but not for the immune response. It'll use it for strengthening
your bones. That's why water
bones.
Is better in this circumstance.
Right. Just
water
plain water.
Okay. Got it. All right, that'll be what I do.
A good teaspoon, stir it up really good because it's not going to dissolve.
No, it doesn't.
And then
dissolve.
Shoot it down. It's kind of gritty, but I'm telling you, anytime I start to feel the way you feel, I'll take some Calamo, some Immuplex.
I've felt this way for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But I will, as soon as we get to the bottom of the hour, I'm running downstairs. That's what I'll do. Dr.
Okay.
Jack Stockwell is here. His website, Forbidden Doctor, holds treasures, keys, ideas, wonderful connections to great products. Check it all out at the Dr. and Mary's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is sponsored by Facebook. With the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. Robert Trainum is the head of public affairs at Facebook.
We are much, much better at combating foreign interference in the 2020 elections. The second thing is we're doing a better job of making sure that misinformation is not spread as quickly on the platform. And the third thing that we're doing is increasing transparency when it comes to political ads and what politicians will be saying on the platform.
For more information, visit newsroom.fb.com.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So I was back into the focus here. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, a place for you to go to kind of unload. What are you doing? What's going on with you and your health? Do you have questions? Well, the way he would answer your questions, Jack or Mary or the people on her staff, would be you have to fill out that symptom survey, and then they can give you answers to your questions.
Right.
But you got to, you know, put the questions, you know, in front of you, answer them, and then they'll know better what's going on in your body. So there's that. I think there are a lot of things that are going on that we just, it's really amazing as I look at some of the medical headlines, the stuff that's going on. I had a long conversation, Jack, with somebody yesterday about breast cancer. As you know, my former wife, Tony, died actually 8 years ago today. Of breast cancer. She'd had stage four for 21 years. And she and I would often talk about all of the things that are done to focus on breast cancer, prevention of it, and all the money that gets raised and the phony charities and stuff like that. And it really is something that when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, for the most part, it's lifestyle. It may be there's some genetic connection. It may be that there are other things environmentally that enter into it, but it's eating. It's the kind of stuff that you put into your body that not only with breast cancer, but any kind of cancer is going to take its toll. And it seems more and more. I think you say frequently that, you know, we were talking earlier, 100 years ago, none of this stuff existed. Well, it does. So then how do you deal with it? Do you want to, or do you just want to complain and feel badly about it? You know, there's a lot of suffering that goes on that is so needless. And I think that's what gets, I sound almost arrogant, I think, sometimes when I talk about this stuff, because it's so obvious what it is that one can do.
And, well, that's it. That's it. And there's just with this staggering level of ignorance that we've talked about many times.
Yeah.
You know, that the body's very resilient. The body can put up with an awful lot of abuse. Just look at somebody that smokes for 30, 40 years before they actually start coughing up blood. I mean, the body can put up with a lot of abuse before it finally has to surrender to these environmental factors. There's some very good, reliable research that says the genetic determination of some of these problems exists in less than 2 to 3% of the actual cases. The rest of it, and we're talking, what, 97-98% is caused by environmental factors. And the primary one, in my experience of over 30 years now, the primary environmental factor is our level of nutrition, our nutritional status.
Yeah.
Is the body fed?
So we waste our time, though. I mean, it seems to me, we talk about this so much, it almost sounds like we're beating a dead horse. We know it. You know it. I know it. People who listen to this program know it. And in general, people have enough common sense, you'd think. I was talking about this guy. I think I said something earlier about this guy that was wandering around in the stadium at Ohio State. He had two cans of beer in his hand. He obviously had been in shape at some point in his life, and now he's just got a big gut. And what are you thinking? Is it that you psychologically you think, oh yeah, I got to be with all the guys and drink beer? Is it that compelling? And if it is, then we shouldn't be wasting our time talking about it. I guess. I mean, it seems like in one ear, not the other, doesn't it?
Well, there's certain addictions out there too, Doug.
Yeah.
And a lot of these processed foods have chemicals in them that simply make you addicted to the food. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. I mean,
it's like tobacco.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Precisely. Yeah. And it's
sugars
just, you know, I go through these swings with carbohydrates myself. I'll do it to an abusive level.
Yeah. It's not like
level.
We're perfect, and we're not telling you that we're perfect. We're just trying to help ourselves as well as we help you. That's the whole
guidance
here on Good Day Health, 28 past the hour.
Used vehicles are becoming increasingly popular with Americans as consumers look for more affordable options. But a recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll finds many people still hold outdated notions about them. It found about one-third of Americans think the average age of used vehicles at time of sale is more than 8 years old, when it's actually 4. Additionally, consumers believe the price on average of a used vehicle is about $10,000, when it's more than twice that amount. Matt Arnold of Ally's Auto Team.
Many Americans lump all used cars into old clunkers, but today's used models have many of the same tax and safety features that new cars offer. They also have great quality and are running longer than ever before.
Matt says vehicle history reports and service contracts that cover repairs for cars no longer under warranty can help provide peace of mind for used car buyers.
Used cars can be a great alternative, especially when you consider the average new car price is almost $38,000.
For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. Ally.com/auto.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first House public impeachment inquiry begins on Wednesday morning. The transcript of the July 25th call between President Trump and Zelensky shows no conditionality or pressure to announce investigations into the Bidens before getting anything in return. When the Ukrainian president asks for military aid, the president says, "I would like you to do us a favor, though." Zelensky responds,
I guarantee, as the President of Ukraine, that all the investigations will be done openly and candidly. It's bitter cold in many parts of the country. In Buffalo, New York, they had nearly 9 inches of snow, which broke a 77-year record. Part of northern Michigan saw upwards of 30 inches of snowfall. And there was snow as far south as Richmond, Virginia, and Nashville, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
For us to continue sort of with a health insider here, questions and answers that come from Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack both have questions themselves, and we have questions and we want answers. So if you have questions, send them along to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen. That's a good way to connect. Somebody asked me about tinnitus or tinnitus. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
I have it. There is a device apparently around now you can wear in your ear during sleep that has been shown to train the brain to ignore this ringing in your ears. I don't really mind it. I only have a little bit of it. But there are people who really have. I was talking to a fellow who had Meniere's disease. You familiar with that?
Absolutely.
What is that?
The work I do, well, it involves the inner ear mechanism, and there's some vertigo, some ringing in the ears, a couple of other things that are wrapped up with it. It's almost always an upper cervical misalignment. We have great success with Meniere's in our office.
So when I'm with you, have we ever talked about this? I don't know that I've ever talked about it.
About Meniere's?
Well, Meniere, I don't have it. But I don't even know the tinnitus. Is it tinnitus or tinnitus?
Like most other things, it depends on what school you went to. Now, potato. I mean, it's
not
the same thing.
Then.
No, it's a ringing in the ears, and it's usually caused by one of two problems. Something to do with the bony structure freezing up to the point where it carries vibrations it shouldn't, or some kind of a nerve problem. The eighth cranial nerve, your nerve of hearing, is being inflamed. And what they have found, when you have jaw pain and weakness in the facial muscles, and tinnitus at the same time, or tinnitus, that's cranial nerve 5, 7, and 8, those three nerves. They all come very close to one another, right behind the ear canal as they're coming out of the brainstem, where they originate from the brainstem. And a lot of times, a misalignment in this area, the thing that I address, can relieve all three of those symptoms in one shot. But if it's a bony problem where there's a fixation of the bones, the inner ear mechanism, there's three little bones in there that kind of form one bony response. When there's an arthritic problem with that structure, then it's a little bit more of a difficult problem to take care of.
Well, I feel that my problem comes from having worn headsets like I have on now for 55 or 60 years of my life. More than 5 hours a day, maybe that has something to do. I've never asked an expert. The ENT guy that I go to knows what I do for a living, and he hasn't suggested. He just says, well, you kind of have to live with it. Somebody gave me, one of my friends who's not a chiropractor, because you and I, actually I don't have a relationship with a chiropractor other than you these days, but the acupuncture lady that I go to had given me a couple of things to take for tinnitus, and what I found, though, was when she treats me she'll use needles around my ear and my skull, for about a half a day, I have no sound, no problem, no, I can't hear, hear everything. I can hear everything now, I don't even, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm talking about it, I can hear it. But if I don't think about it, like when I go to sleep, I never think about it. And it's, even though it's probably there, it doesn't seem to bother me. It doesn't really bother me at all. It's bothered me some in the last week or so since I've had all this coughing. And my after I got off the plane on Sunday, I couldn't. My ears were plugged for almost a whole day.
Well, acupuncture is helping. It's probably a nerve problem. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that can underscore this whole problem is a shortage or a deficiency of whole food vitamin B.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the vitamin of the nerves.
I got it. But you know what? There's so many conflicting things about B. Don't take too much. It's like how much something B from Standard Process.
Cataplex B. But that came from food. That's coming from liver.
So you can take all rice you want. It's never going to hurt you.
You're going to waste it. You're going to waste it because it's wrapped up with food structures. If the body doesn't want it, it'll get rid of it. Mm-hmm. When you take synthetic B vitamins, and you know it's synthetic because it'll have the chemical name of the vitamin 1, 2, or 3, or whatever, 5 and 6 listed on the bottle, then you know it's synthetic, and you get an imbalance. And that imbalance actually leads to more vitamin B deficiencies. But when it comes from food, it's already in a preparation the body can utilize. And if you're taking too much, you just end up wasting your money because the body will throw it away because it doesn't need it. Mm-hmm. The synthetic stuff, it doesn't have the transport mechanisms and has a tendency to build up. And, I don't want to get out in the weeds here. But just like anything else, if Mother Nature made it, it's going to be a lot better for you than if Hoffman LaRoche made it.
B is good for your brain as well, is it not?
Yes.
It's an integral part of what you put into your brain. See, I've been listening to you enough so that I absorb some of this.
It's the vitamin of the nerves, vitamin B.
Yep. All right, so We're dealing with tinnitus. How often do you think people should see an ENT? Is there a reason to have your ears checked or nose or anything regularly,
problem,
or just when you need a, when you got a, something in your
no? Like if there's a recurrent problem that's not self-resolving. You know, a lot of these things will take care of itself as soon as the immune system catches up to it. Mm-hmm. But if you have something that's constantly showing up, goes away, shows up, goes away, shows up, goes away, then there's some underlying factor that's not being properly addressed. And if it is beginning to affect your ability to swallow, if it's affecting your ability to hear, if it's affecting your sinuses to the point where there's constant pain, yeah. You need to go see an ENT, as I did 2.5 years ago, and found I had a rather serious problem that needed an ENT's attention.
Mm-hmm.
He took care of it, and I've been fine ever since. In fact, Mary says I have completely stopped snoring as a result of it. And but I, you know, I just had a sinus problem that needed a an ENT's talents to take care of.
Mm-hmm. One way or the other.
Yeah, okay. If it's a recurrent problem that doesn't resolve itself, then you need to do that.
I found a list of foods that a lot of people, and me included in this, this is why I'm bringing it up, that people thought were unhealthy but are actually good for you. And I want to go through that list and get your reaction. This is something from a doctor who did, as a matter of fact, a Southwest Medical Center in Dallas did the research, a lady who's a professor there named Dr. Lana Sandin did this clinical nutrition study of popular foods that I have heard were not good for me, and she disagrees with that contention. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. And this is what is frustrating for me and for everybody else. You hear one thing from one side, and you say, okay, I'm not going to eat shrimp anymore because there's too much cholesterol in it. And then somebody on the other side says, oh, no, shrimp is good for you, and these are the reasons why. So it's really very difficult. And so the reason that I have both Jack and Ken on is to provide a balance, if you will, in information, although I oftentimes say to Ken, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Or I'll say to Jack, yep, you know what? That doesn't square with me. And so, and you know, it's just kind of what you do on your own. You got to make up. You cannot give your life over to somebody else.
Especially
it's not
somebody.
Jack's responsibility or Ken's. Your health is not their responsibility. It's yours.
Especially someone who says, well, you just have to live with it. If you're dealing with a healthcare professional that says, well, you just have to live with it.
Go out,
you know,
run out the door.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the wrong place if they tell you there's nothing you can do for your tinnitus. There's nothing you can do for your arthritis except these pain pills. There's nothing you can do for this indigestion except these take these PPIs. It's anytime somebody tells you there's nothing that can be done about it, you're in the wrong place. Even if you don't have an answer right away, you go out and you do some research and you will find the answer.
All right. Most of you have been listening to me for a number of years talk about MyPillow and how special a company, how great an American company it is. And all of you who have worked through the years, you've a little bit of work, go online to MyPillow.com, go through the list. It's not like you know, somebody's going to say wave a magic wand over your house and the next day you're going to have all new pillows and sheets. And no, you got to study. And look and see what's there. See what you need. See what you want. And over the years, all sorts of people have helped to make MyPillow the amazing company that it is. Very successful in terms of the product that it makes, the way they sell it, the way they service it, the way they stand behind it. So it's nice when they add new things to get excited about and talk about. And such is the case with the new towel pack that they have at MyPillow.com. Towels that actually absorb water. What a concept. They actually work. You know, Jack, as well as I do, there are plenty of towels you can buy, sometimes very expensive ones, the monogram towels that you get. They're nice. They look nice hanging in the bathroom, but they don't absorb any water. Just push it around. What you want is towels that actually work. I've had a lot of problems. You've had problems. Every towel I try feels sort of lotiony. Maybe that's the word.
Yeah, that's
nice
it.
Nice and soft, but it doesn't dry well. So asking around, you'll find after a number of people try these pillows, they'll be recommending them. Towels that change. Towels. Six-pack of towels, two bath, two hand, two washcloths. Towels that will actually work for you. 100% cotton from the USA. 100% manufactured in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. See the new pillow page. I'm sorry, the new towel page. The six-pack towel page. And then click on the Radio Listener Special tab and get 30% off these amazing towels right now from the get-go. Enter promo code DJV for all the great radio specials, including the new towels from MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, so the podcast, don't forget there are podcasts galore, all kinds of help at Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you can get their ageless thyroid there, the long-life energy enzymes, the two compounds that they have originated at their clinic in Salt Lake City. Also, as I've said many times, take the symptom survey, find out what's going on in your body. Our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com with Dr. Jack, the most recent one is a focus on male menopause, and what that does. We also review a new study that shows that allowing young children too much device time can result in stunting their brain growth. That's very important for parents to hear. Also, new guidelines out regarding the taxing of e-cigarettes, the nicotine, what's going on in your body, aspirin products and what's good, can you store them or not? Do you know your colon and vagina need to be acidic? Jack will tell you why. Yes. In the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Now, I said something about shrimp, potatoes, two of the foods that you thought were unhealthy but are actually good for you, according to this study. Cholesterol in and of itself is not bad, Jack. That's really the bottom line. It depends on what kind of cholesterol it is.
Every cell in your body makes cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely essential to life. So the more cholesterol that's in your diet, the less your liver has to make. The less cholesterol in your diet, the more your liver is going to make. You cannot live without cholesterol.
That's the word. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Most
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Doctor, time for a visit, a continuation. This is a never-ending, remember that song, some of you may and some of you may not remember the never-ending song. This is a never-ending story of our attention to your health and well-being that goes on and on and on through the portals of various programs that I do. And Dr. Jack Stockwell, certainly an important part of that. He has a philosophy of educating people with regard to what's going on in their body. Somewhat of a naturalist, I don't know, not homeopath. He doesn't call himself a homeopath.
No.
He's someone who embraces the natural way of taking care of yourself and your body. So as heart disease has become, and still is, the number one cause of death, although it's being the cancer stories are increasing, as you know, Jack.
Oh, yes.
With every day, it's getting pretty close as to what the number one killer is. And isn't it too bad that we have to focus on the killers? But that's, you know, we think about it because we'd like to help you live a long, happy, prosperous life. That's one of the philosophies of all the programs that I do. But it seems that people don't care. I went to the Ohio State game on Saturday, and the number of fat people in that stadium astonished me. It really did. And this is the heart of the Midwest. People, you know, who are extolling the value of football and the condition that football players are in and stuff. This young father and his two children and his wife was attractive, But he walked into the stand. He had a can of beer in each hand, and they were both for him.
My goodness.
And the kids are probably 10, 12 years old, and they see that. And you can see this guy at some point in time was in good shape, but you can see the layers of fat hanging over his pants. I just don't understand what people don't get, unless they are suicidal or they think it doesn't apply to them. That's kind of what you... I mean, just the fact they ignore...
Well, there's a tremendous...
What's going on?
There's a tremendous level of ignorance that exists in this country, and it's created, I believe, personally, by the major food producers and manufacturers.
Yeah.
That...
Well, you just said that's the word. Food that's manufactured.
Yes.
Manufactured food will kill you. Food that's grown will not.
Well, the body...
Simple,
right? The human, you know, you were talking about my philosophy there at the beginning. My philosophy is very simple. The body has not only the power to build itself from conception through childhood, adolescence, into adulthood, it also has the power to heal itself. It just needs the right material to do so. It doesn't need an abundance of toxic trash material that slows down, you know, the physiology of the body itself from taking care of itself. But it also needs an abundance of good nutrition. You know, 100 years ago, heart disease and cancer weren't even in the top 10 diseases.
No, we say that all the time, but does it make any difference anymore? I mean, it is.
What happened? What changed?
Very true. What happened was all the commercialization. What happened was the Industrial Revolution. And we're not going to stop that. So all we can do is help people understand what you're doing to your body. And we more or less say the same thing over and over again. Here's something that's pretty new on the plate.
Cholesterol lowering drugs, number one selling drug on the planet. Mm-hmm. Heart disease, number one killing disease in Western nations. There's something really that disconnects between those two. So this new study out of the University of Eastern Finland that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition said eggs and other sources of dietary cholesterol do not elevate the risk of stroke. They do not.
I didn't know they did. I thought at one point in time, I remember people talking about they would increase the cholesterol. I guess, would that lead to a stroke if you had too much cholesterol?
Nope. Not according to this recent study that was just, a peer-reviewed study that was just published. No, it's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
Some of the healthiest food on the planet is eggs fried in grass-pastured butter.
Or in one of those damn milkshakes that Mary makes for you.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And I'm going to have mine here in just a few minutes.
Good for you. Jack Stockwell. Here's a way to lose some of that weight that we're talking about. Calitrin, the number one choice here in America for weight loss, the safe way, the natural way, because there's nothing in it that's going to make you upset or sick, no adverse effects whatsoever. Main ingredient is collagen, and any doctor worth his or her salt will tell you, Jack, Ken, whomever, that collagen is the number one protein, the most important thing to have in your body to keep it in shape. So go to Calitrin.com, Calotren. The special deals that are to be had using the DJV code will help you out. The natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the important thing. You get on the program right now, sort of as a defense against all the eating you're going to do for the next 2 or 3 months. Calitrin.com, code DJV for free shipping and special deals.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.